Scumps!
Scumps,
a toast to this night.
The outlook is rosy.
The future is bright.
Our children will marry.
Our kingdoms unite. Scumps! 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 A toast to the home.
One grander by far than a palace in Rome.
Let me fill up your glass. That last was all foam.
Scumps!
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 Welcome to another episode of the Daring Disney Dudes podcast. On today's episode, we'll be talking about our top 10 favorite characters to grab a drink with. And by drink, we mean a cold sarsaparilla with? These are Disney characters that will for sure be entertaining us until last call. So grab a cold root beer, or a regular one, and join us as we talk about our favorite characters we'd like to hang out with. Life's like a movie, write your own ending. Keep believing, keep pretending.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I've seen wonders great and small.
I've seen wonders great and small.
Cause if the Tomcat can get married,
if Alexander can get married,
there's hope for our ass after all.
With a glass to freedom.
Hey! Something you will never see again. No matter what she tells you,
let's have another round tonight.
There's a glass to the four of us.
Oh. All right, here we are, season 3, episode 25. It is our top 10 characters that we'd like to grab a cold one with. Crack a cold one with the boys or the ladies and see how it goes. I mean, I'd love to just hang out with the characters, of course, but I think my co-host Bobby would also love to hang out with them. And he is here to share in the revelry and the excitement of cracking open a cold one with some Disney characters. Say hi, Bobby.
Exactly. Hello.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to this one. Someone mentioned it on our Discord about, what if you did this? Would you grab a drink with these guys? I was like, oh, they're right. This is a great episode. We should do this. So, in our intro, we talked about grabbing a cool sarsaparilla. I mean, that's a great idea, but sometimes I'm an adult. Most of these people are adults. I'd like to grab.
I'm an adult.
Yeah. You can't own me, hot dog, man. But I care to say, have gone above and beyond just the simple making the list, and I have actually included a adult drink to go with every character that I have. And every drink's a little different, which I think is kind of cool. And then I did this because I also didn't want to include Star Wars or Marvel characters, because then I would have just only had those on my list. But you have. So this is a nice little change. This is a nice little balance here. There was no, like, you couldn't include Star Wars characters, because I will say the characters you have on your list from those franchises would absolutely probably been my top 5 or 6. So
of course,
so they are on like a separate list of their own. they're like the absolutely, absolutely list. And then these other characters are like, oh yeah, these guys are at the parks or in the films and stuff. So I'm looking forward to this. How about you?
I cannot wait. Let's get started.
So looking at number 10, working our way up, I believe I started last week, so I think I'll let you start off, Bobby.
Okay, so my number 10, I'm going to start out with a Marvel character, and the reason he's at my number 10 and not higher is I'm almost positive we would get kicked out of a bar if we went there, because he likes to throw some things around, and that is Thor.
Good one.
I don't think he understands how refills work, or another drink works, because even with coffee mugs, he just smashed them on the floor. So I have a feeling we'd be kicked out of a bar pretty quickly.
Yeah, it'd be rough to be in like a just like a nice establishment. And he goes, this is good. Another. And then throws it down on like possibly the dance floor.
Yes, that would not go over well. I mean, the good news is if we get into like a bar fight, like I know who.
You're just going to stand behind him.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand behind him and let him go to work.
You can't be doing this. Okay.
I'm sure he can hold his own on the fight. I'm pretty sure. We don't even need Mjolnir to help us out.
No Mjolnir. Mjolnir is now a Budweiser bottle.
Opener.
Just the opener. That's even better. Mm. Or you like hand him. I know they make a Mjolnir bottle opener. If you had one of those, you go, Mjolnir, use this. Mm, small. Be great.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to grab one of those now.
You didn't know they existed?
No.
They're like keychain size. They're like a keychain bottle opener that is Mjolnir. You could be worthy. Or is it that your pants are worthy?
You never know.
That's good. My number 10.
That is my number 10.
Okay. I like that idea though. Thor. He'd be pretty fun to hang out with. Also, I feel like it'd be like a Legolas situation. You probably wouldn't get drunk. Or it takes so much. It takes so much.
Yeah, there'd definitely be like a drinking contest I wouldn't mind signing him up for.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in the running. I'd be like, you go right ahead. My number 10 is a character that is specifically from an attraction. And I think he's got a bit of a cult following to him. And that character is actually Dr. Seeker. He seems just like a simple dude. Not him. Dr. Seeker is like a chill, laid back dude. He is a little rambunctious, so I think you'd have a pretty good time. But I think what would be the perfect drink to share with Dr. Seeker would be a simple non-craft beer. I don't need nothing fancy, no Fat Tire, no like, you know, Kona Brewing. Those are like a little fancier. Just like, you know, grab Miller Lite, Bud Light. Hell, go down to PBR. We'll be fine.
Don't go down that far.
Okay, maybe Heineken. Heineken's like treading the line.
Okay.
Between craft beer and not craft beer. So, okay. Hey man, I'm not talking Coors Light or Natty Ice. We're talking above that at Bud least. So, doobie doobie doobie. But
that penguin.
But yes, Dr. Seeker, it'd be one of those things like he gets off work, I get off work, we go hang out, you know, something on the reg almost. I feel like not a cool person for saying on the reg, but it's too late for that now. But that is my number 10. It is Dr. Seeker.
See, the problem with Dr. Seeker is I feel like if you did start drinking after a couple drinks, he's like, hey man, we can go steal that dinosaur.
I'm not mad.
Like that's how he got in trouble last time on this unauthorized field trip.
Hey, you know those lock coordinates? We're in. We're good.
Don't worry about it.
My number 10, absolutely Dr. Seeker, but my number 9 is not an attraction-based character. It's not a film-based character. It is actually a very niche character And that is the one, the only, the Galactic Entertainer himself, Mr. Sunny Eclipse from Cosmic Ray's Starlight Cafe. He's clearly an entertainer. He'd probably have a lot of great stories to tell over a wonderful drink from one of my favorite books and one of my favorite films, even though people didn't like it that much, which is really sad. And that is the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, which is from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Nice. People do have a version of it, I think, that actually exists. Like, it's, I don't know exactly what they put together with it, but in the book it is described as having your brain smashed in by a slice of lemon wrapped around a large gold brick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it, I just thought, I was like, oh yeah, you know what, Sunny Eclipse, I have to do some sort of alien type drink. And I thought, I didn't want to do Star Wars. Nothing against Star Wars characters. I mean, I know off the top of my head at least four that I'd be like, yeah, we're grabbing a drink with those people. But I think Sunny Eclipse would also have some great stories traveling the far reaches as a entertainer and being able to entertain the likes of people in other solar systems and have a cool little talk about it. And then I'd probably have an existential crisis, but it'd be all right. It'd be all right.
Yeah, you got some, get some tunes on. Maybe you can know a little Frank Sinatra.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Well, let's see. On to my number nine. My number nine is a little hot-headed. Again, he's kind of near the bottom of the list because I feel like we get into bar fights and get thrown out of the bar. But I'm going to go with Hades.
Ooh, what a good one.
And of course, since we're doing drinks, Thor, I'm just doing straight up beer. Hades, I'm going to do a little bit of fireball shots because I feel okay. Like that's appropriate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gets a little hot-headed. So, again, I'd be afraid of getting kicked out of the bar early. But, I mean, he could probably do some things to some people, and we'd probably stay there all night if we wanted to.
I don't think you'd have to worry about not making it out alive. I think it'd be other people who would have to worry about not exactly. Making it out alive. I mean, you stick with him.
I pay my side of the bill. So, you know, nothing.
Exactly.
Maybe I pay for his drinks, too, just to make sure I come out on top. But, yeah. Hades is definitely going on to my number nine.
Nice fireball. That's a good choice.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've had the Jim Beam version of fireball and it is so much smoother. So much worth the extra like $10 for your own sanity.
Oh, is it? Ooh,
yes. I
might have to try that.
It's way better. And, the Jack Daniels version is also really great for those of you who can have it.
Yes.
Spend 21 up. Only. I was going to say, if it was like a regular drink, cinnamon Coke would be my Hades drink, I guess, of choice. Not a fan?
Maybe some Mule wine? Like, that's a...
Dr. Seeker and I would probably share a Diet Coke. And Sunny Eclipse and I would probably have a, I don't know, some sort of lemonade.
I feel like Thor, you would need like a galactic drink of some sort. Not a possibly virgin.
Yeah.
Galactic drink. But my number eight, I am doing for two reasons. Not only because they are a great cook, but also because I love the food. And what's better than drinking than with food?
Mm-hmm.
When you get Tiana involved, she is obviously a great cook. She gets to open up her own restaurant. You get beignets, you get some great Cajun food to add on with that. Since we're in New Orleans, what's better than the classic hurricane invented in New Orleans? That is who I would share a great drink with, have a grand old time, listen to some jazz, and just enjoying ourselves. And then maybe some boozy beignets. Who knows?
So maybe some boozy beignets. Maybe, Bobby. Just maybe. Tiana's a good choice. You may see her on the list later. I do like that choice, though. It's a solid choice. But my number eight is a blanket choice. It is one of my two sort of blankety choices that I have over as a group of people, because I couldn't exactly pick one specifically. But my number eight is actually the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. I think these would be one of the coolest groups of people to talk with, from Mary Oceaneer and her work and, you know, as an oceaneer, and, you know, Barnabas T. Billion and his work with the old abandoned Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and all the mining company and all that stuff, and then talking to the Mystic Manor guy and Dr. Falls and all the different awesome sea members. And I think I just do like a straight on the rocks kind of drink, you know, like talking to sort of like one of those speakeasies they have in either the Tokyo Disney Sea restaurant or the Skipper Canteen, where they had their like secret room or whatever. We'd sit in there and they'd swap stories about all their adventures. Then I'd be like, gosh, I wish I was as cool as you guys.
And yeah, it's almost like they had a club for this, like, that you used to have your drinks with.
And I was going to say, and that's where I kind of think it's a little sad that we don't actually have an adventurers club anymore. Cause that is for sure where you'd be able to hang out with those people. But yeah, I'd have a simple like whiskey on the rocks, amaretto on the rocks, rum or whatever. One of those, it'd be a great time. Just listen to them swap stories and all these different, even though obviously they're fictional, it'd be still so much fun. And I would enjoy every moment of it. I'd be a little jealous for sure, but it'd probably bring out my need for adventure. But it's a good one. I think it'd be fun. My number seven, though, is one of the first crossovers on our list, because there are two. But mine is also Tiana. I agree with good you. Choice. The food would be great for sure. The hurricane route sounds a lot better than what I picked. I was thinking you just do like a legit mint julep, you know, with the actual bourbon included into it.
Oh yeah. I mean, that works too.
Which it does, but I was like, oh man, he's right. Hurricane sounds really good. So it'd be like my frozen drink for the list. But it would be such an interesting experience, because Tiana has the amazing food to pair with any drink that you could have if you were wanting to go that route in terms of having you drink at Tiana's place or Tiana's. It's Tiana's place, not Tiana's palace.
Palace?
I cannot recall. Either way, you know, she's done all this hard work and everything to make sure it works. So obviously the drinks will be great. The food will be great. The conversation between myself and Tiana about how much hard work goes a long way and all the amazing different little stories about maybe her as the frog and how she felt about it. And it'd be so much fun. It'd be interesting to meet all these characters and actually have the chance to talk about their story from their actual point of view, if you actually could. It's like a crazy idea.
You may start out as Tiana's palace, and then after a few drinks, it may become Tiana's place. You never know.
maybe it's adding letters, losing letters. I don't know. It depends on how many of those mint juleps I have, but it'd be great. You're right. Absolutely. Oh, man. That's funny.
All right. On to my number seven. So I know this character drinks because they have drunk in the movies before. Doesn't go overboard, but he's also one of those people who is going to have your back in a bar fight. And that is the great Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. Now, yeah. I know he's got your back.
He does have your back. And he'll deter anybody who's going to bother you away. We don't need any death sticks. You want to go home and rethink your life.
Exactly. And if it gets too hairy, I'll cut some guy's arm off. Like, it's you're all good. For sure, this is like, if I did Star Wars characters, he'd be like my number three. For sure. Like, on the list. And I think I'd go Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, just so that I could be like, I met Ewan McGregor. But on top of that, that's my favorite version of the Obi-Wan character, is the young Clone Wars era Obi-Wan Kenobi, especially the Death Sticks thing.
Yeah, I think I go with the older Obi-Wan Kenobi, just because the younger Obi-Wan Kenobi is a little bit more sarcastic.
I love it.
We haven't seen him fight in a bar, so we don't know how he interacts with alcohol. That older Obi-Wan Kenobi, we know he's got his stuff down. He can legit take someone's arm off.
Yeah, this is true. And you didn't have to drink either beforehand. It's just like, let's go. We're getting ready to scrap. Like I said,
anybody bugs you, he just uses his mind manipulation. He's like, go. Yeah. Go away. Go away. We don't want your kind here.
Ooh, ouch, your kind.
Well, whatever he says. I forgot what he says. Oh, wait, that's the other guy. Sorry. We don't like
you. We don't like you. He doesn't like you either. We don't serve their kind here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The robot. The droids. The, droids. Yeah.
The bartender. He's the bad one in that situation.
So mean.
He is. I mean, I don't think they can drink either, so.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Maybe they get some oil? I don't know how that works. But anyway.
R2-D2, what are you doing here? Be-do-do-dip. I see you're serving drinks.
I wonder how many tips he made that night. But anyways, moving on to my number six. I'm going purely to enter the person to a darts tournament and to us probably be able to take care of drinking without a problem. And that is... Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of someone else. I got ahead of myself. Whoops.
Oh, I thought you were like, what?
No. That's someone else. Preview for all of you out there. I'll let you think about who that person is. But my number six... I would want actually for some bar magic and some tricks.
Okay.
In order to impress people and to get free drinks all night. And that is Merlin. So he looks like he is definitely one who's had a couple drinks in the movie The Sword and the Stone.
That's so I know just he can funny handle the other himself. Thing. Oh, that's good.
So I know he can handle himself and he's got magic and he's really good. Sorcerer, so I'm gonna take my chances with Merlin.
Yeah, he'd be he'd be a solid choice in terms of the not having to worry about the effects of alcohol, I would assume.
I mean, at some point probably, but
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, these people with magic, it's like, how far is too, like, again, I bring up Legolas in the extended editions, like, he drinks so much and he goes finally, he's like, I feel my fingers tingling. I think something's happening. But it's like 15 drinks in. It's like, plus, oh.
With Merlin at the bar, like, all of a sudden got out, didn't have your favorite beer on tap. Do a little magic, and there it is.
Oh, yeah. And you did pull up the idea of the bar tricks themselves. Get yourself some free drinks. You're going to got to pay for any.
Exactly.
Oh, good call.
Like, hey, my buddy over here. Can literally turn water into wine.
Whoa. Poof. It has been done.
It has been
thy
done.
Will, thy will be done. I have, this is my second like blanketed one. There are a set of characters that are in the parks that are some of the funniest and actually in all reality, these are like the closest to actual characters I could possibly get a drink with. It just would have to be down to knowing the right people or a magic moment per se at maybe a restaurant. But my number six is the Citizens of Hollywood. I think some of those actors are some of the funniest people on property for sure. I used to love when the guy would play, the guy who played Bo Wrangler would do Bo Wrangler. I loved Officer Pat Friscum, he's funny. Officer Billy Club, another good one. Evie Starlight would be Kyra's pick for sure, because that lady is crazy, but in a great way. And all the different unbelievably awesome characters that are available during a Citizens of Hollywood sketch show, because they're able to quickly be, you know, these people have studied improv probably forever, and they're able to bring up these great jokes and bring up these, like, you know, 99 so-and-sos walk into a bar and where else am I? I'm in a bar. You can get as many of those jokes as possible. Okay. Next person walks in, just new joke. Next person walks in, new joke. But with them, I think it'd be more of the traditional, you know, not like exactly sophisticated, but, you know, the martini, the old fashioned, the Jack and Coke, one of those. I think it'd be a solid choice. They're so funny, and I think you could just genuinely have a good time with the people, at least the characters they play. Now, I don't know how, you know, actors can be different when you meet them outside of their role. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna meet George Clooney and expect him to be Bruce Wayne. I mean, that's not the first person I think of either. He's also not gonna be Danny Ocean. You know, he's going to be George Clooney. And I might not like George Clooney for him, but it's one of those things. I think it'd be pretty cool to meet those characters in character. If, like, maybe you're at, like, the bar that's next to Brown Derby. Like, you were just hanging out there, and then they just walked up and sat down and be like, hey, how's it going? I'll be like, oh, dream come true. Magic! Magic! You listen to my podcast. No, I'm kidding.
The only one I've ever seen, like, perform all the way is, was it Jack of Spades? Jack?
Yes, Jack Diamond.
The magician. Jack of
Jack Diamond. Diamond. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a great, great street magician. It's fun to watch him perform. But my favorite is still that joke set when they do the comedy jokes thing. I do think, what was it? It was Bo Wrangler and another guy were fighting over this lady. That was like the skit. And the other guy was like this newcomer in town, and then Bo Wrangler was like the other newcomer in town. They saw the lady, like, oh my gosh, this is great. And he goes, I don't think she likes you, because even though you got this and this, I don't think you got your own action figure. And like, he pulls out of his bag like this little like Ken doll that's dressed the exact same as him. I was like, what the heck? I was like, it's way too much planning for this. And he's like, does your action figure say things like you would? What, does your action figure sit like me? And he sat it down, but it like fell over, and he fell over with it. He's like, this is how I sit all the time. And I was like, this is amazing. So
that's pretty good.
It was so good. So those guys, I get a kick out of their shows all the time. So I think it'd be fun. But these are our first five. You know, these are some of these are a very eclectic group of characters to be hanging out with. I mean, Sunny Eclipse was like, I don't know how I would feasibly get a chance to hang out with that guy, but it'd be so great. And I think Obi-Wan Kenobi is still like one of the best picks, like coming in clutch for drinking with someone from the Star Wars. So we do have a whole nother five to get to after we hit up some news and rumors.
It's time now to check out some Disney news and rumors.
First thing for news and rumors, the biggest sort of news, very shocking news, was that unfortunately we did lose Chadwick Boseman, as he was battling colon cancer for 4 years, which I will say no one was really aware of that at all. Mm-hmm. And to have the strength to act through the films and you know, do press tours and a lot of that stuff while that was going on is amazing. I know it's too early to talk about a future Black Panther character. There's a lot of people talking about having, I saw something about use an Infinity Stone, which I wouldn't, but use an Infinity Stone and bring back Killmonger and have him play the role, but that kind of defeats the purpose of the film. I think the Shuri character was so good that a lot of people could connect with her taking the role as the leader of Wakanda. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, he was a great actor, you know, way too soon to be gone away. He played a very good Jackie Robinson in 42 as well.
Yeah, and he was really good as James Brown. Like, that was also a great movie. I ended up actually watched that in the waiting room of a doctor's office one time. And then when they were like, the doctor will see you now, I almost told them no. I need to finish this movie.
We have to finish this movie. I'll wait. But really sad. Our hearts go out to his family and friends who have to go through this tough and difficult time.
It is difficult. They've lost, you know, the Wakanda has lost its king. But death is not the end for Wakandans. They move on. But, you know, in other news, more parks related, more, I guess, you know, online merch related. themed Moana test rooms are apparently coming to the Polynesian Resort as it remains closed, which freaked me out, I will let you know, because I have reservations for it in 3 weeks. And I was like, what?
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, I wonder if Hunter can still go.
I was like, here we go again. You know, another Disney trip ruined. But the clarification is that DVC villas and bungalows are not going to be under the refurbishment, I guess, because they're sort of newish and are already taken pretty well care of. So those are going to remain open. And I guess it's changes to like the Grand Ceremonial House and some other things. So Ohana most likely still closed.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there's not going to be any new DVC reservations.
Probably not. That's a good call.
Yeah,
they might just get through whoever they have and then call it. Because that's the refurb doesn't start till like October.
Yes,
so
early October.
Yeah, so luckily my reservation's in September, so that doesn't. I won't hear like all those people who were at Cabana Bay when they get those. Do you remember that? People would get like the, we apologize for the noise, but we do all of our construction at like midnight.
I mean, when else are going to really do it?
I know, right? So, oh, I remember those when we worked there. I was like, oh, what? And they're like, yeah, you know, it's just apology letters.
Yeah, that's loads of fun.
But they do have a reopening year currently for it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And yeah, those themed rooms are a new thing that they're trying to do on Disney resorts. They're interesting. I think people are starting to hear that the Polynesian's closed, and I don't think they're real happy about it's closed just because they're doing some Moana themed rooms, but we'll see.
Yeah, it might help boost numbers when they get back, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how well the themed rooms really sell outside of Art of Animation, because I know at Port Orleans they have princess themed rooms, but I don't know if it's like a top seller. Like, I'm not well versed enough in the data for that.
Yeah, I think Caribbean Resort also has pirates themed.
There you go. See, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but
not
we'll
sure.
See.
Disney's is it the Character Warehouse, I believe, and Cast Connections are to start reopening soon. Character Warehouse, I shop at occasionally. I used to shop at a lot more until it became like exceedingly popular in the last year.
Oh, yeah, like Character Warehouse, yeah.
Yeah, it used to. I mean, Character Warehouse used to just be like, you know, just discounted Disney stuff, and it wasn't like that big a deal. And then some, I don't know, like it exploded, and then there's like lines outside in the mornings. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So with the limited capacity in stores already, I'm not really looking forward to going back to Character Warehouse anytime soon.
Yeah, it was really nice when there was only, you know, like 20 people total who went in for the day, and you were able to walk around without problems. But now it's like everybody, yeah, and their mother.
Yeah, not too excited about it, but hey, they got to make money back. Got to make some money
back. Some way, somehow.
Yep.
Bummer. Speaking of more merchandise news, a new silver Batuin Spira. Coming September 1st to Galaxy's Edge. So you have the gold ones that they used to have, and now they have silver ones coming. And the guess is there's still going to be $100 gift cards.
So you want to know a fun fact about the $100 gift card?
Uh-huh.
I have one. But I didn't buy it.
You stole it.
No.
You stabbed someone.
No.
You didn't like the way someone looked.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I guess a friend of ours.
You tried to
works
for some dust sticks.
Friend of ours works merch. She was telling me that a guest bought it or got it as a gift, but didn't care about it. So they spent the $100 and they said, "Can you throw this out?" And she's like,
"What?
Yeah, exactly," or something along the lines. And she's like, "Are you sure?" And they're like, "Yeah, we don't really need it anymore. We've already spent the money." And she's like, "Okay," and then pocketed it and gave it to me. Nice. So I do have one, and it comes in like a little sleeve and everything. They're heavy, I will let you know. But the fact that now there's a silver one means I need a silver one now. Which is a problem. Like, gotta complete the set.
You traded some dust sticks in for that because that's how much it weighs.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Speaking of Galaxy's Edge, new Galaxy's Edge merchandise is now available at Target.
Why?
And the 30th anniversary Empire Strikes Back Starbucks mugs are back in stock at Shop Disney.
Oh.
Bye bye wallet, says Hunter.
So much merchandise. Why? I don't.
You know you're gonna get that Resistance transport.
Yeah, you know it. I'm gonna get that. Anything that has to do with Rise of Resistance, I'll eventually own. But I don't want to. I mean, I want to, but I don't want to spend the money. It's so expensive.
That one I don't think is as bad as some of the other target sets. But
what's the other one? There's the Lego transporter. That's so expensive.
Oh yeah, I mean the Millennium Falcon's expensive. Death Star is expensive. The Imperial Star Destroyer is expensive.
Well, you
know, compared to those, it's pretty cheap.
You know, direct comparison to other extraordinarily expensive items.
Exactly.
Oh my. I guess there's a chance that the Disneyland Resort will start possibly opening. Maybe early October, late September, something around there. There's been some rumors flying around that there's a possible opening. Don't take us as, you know, the gospel here, but
please don't.
Please. Please.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some internal targeting reopening of the theme parks on September 28th, which would be a Monday, which would be about 4 weeks from now, about a little less than a month away. Governor Newsom has this new color-coded step, and according to it, each phase you can only be in, it has to be 3 weeks before you're able to move on to the next phase. So Red spreads the top, and that's currently where Anaheim is. However, if you read at the press release when he's talking about all these phases, there is a little thing that he's actively working with Disney and other theme parks with a very dynamic conversation about reopening. And I think that has to do with the success, or if you want to call it that, here in Florida. The one thing we've actually been able to get right is our theme parks.
Yeah, I will say there's been a lot fewer, at least, you know, reported instances of people coming here to the parks and becoming sick. Even though I will say here in the school realm, my county does already have a school after the first week is closed for 2 weeks. And yeah, so, you know, that's public knowledge, too. Like, you could go look up. You know, Osceola County closed schools, and you'll be like, oh, look at that. But it's interesting that, you know, the theme parks are doing so well, and I'm surprised that our school district didn't like be like, oh, let's look at all this stuff and see exactly how well this has been, because I mean, I've gone and felt more safe at the theme parks than I do at work.
Yeah, I mean, that's the general consensus. You feel more safe going to the theme parks. And I went to Magic Kingdom yesterday, and I thought, hey, I think they could reopen for not only add a few more people as far as thousands go, but also do park hopping. Because I think they could definitely do that now and open up some more restaurants because they don't have enough opened up.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's the biggest thing has been places to eat at Disney. It's real rough.
Yeah,
for sure. But we do have
one other thing.
One last thing.
Speaking of Disneyland possibly reopening, the lights are back on at Disneyland Resort and California Adventure.
Yeah, it's a good sign at least.
Yeah, a little hope.
A little bit of hope. Rebellions are built on hope. But there's no telling for sure when it's going to reopen, but we know that once it does, it'll be exciting. Kyra and I had a talk about, this is exactly how this conversation went down. I said, let's discuss. If on the news they say Americans are now let back into Europe, specifically France, are you willing to just buy tickets to Paris, go to Disneyland Paris, and come back home? She went, yes. I went, good, because that's exactly what's going to happen whenever it does occur. I don't care. I'm almost at the point where I don't even care about the price. Like, it can't be absurd. Like, I'm not gonna spend $2,000 on flights because that's absurd. But, you know, if I can get a spot in like 2 weeks from the time they open, I'll be like, heck yeah, I'm going. You're not stopping me.
Yeah, I mean, assuming that it mimics what we have here in the States as far as domestic flights though go, you should find a pretty cheap flight.
Yeah, and that's what I was also thinking. I was like, they haven't had tourism at all. So once tourism comes in, there's no sense in having people pay insane amounts of money. You know, the supply will be there, and the demand will still be low. So you need to at least do some discounted price on tickets. And I was like, and we'll just fly to Paris. None of this fly to London, take a train nonsense. Just straight to Paris.
Get to go on the Paris. Underground.
Yeah, you know, that's cool and all, but I just want to get to Disneyland Paris and back now. I don't want to do any of this stuff. And I'll go back again, maybe. But it finally like started eating away at me about not getting the chance to go. Like, I know it's been months since it got canceled, but I was like, I should have been there.
Right?
I mean, getting it canceled the day before you're supposed to leave is just miserable.
Crushing.
It's soul crushing. But if I would have gone, I'd have been stuck and the park wouldn't have even been open. So, I mean, it's a good thing that it was canceled and we got all the money back that we could. But, oh, geez. Miserable. Mm-hmm. But, hey, that's my personal news for the week is... Once Paris is back open, I am out of here.
deuces.
There might be an episode that goes late for a week. Who knows? But I will for sure be propping my butt in Paris for some amount of time. But the last thing I would like to say is next week is our 100th episode. Woohoo! Which is craziness. Bobby and I are going to be having some sort of board meeting amongst the two board members being ourselves over the weekend, trying to figure out what we're going to do for our 100th episode. And then we'll be releasing it all over our social media stuff and everything. So be on the lookout for what craziness might ensue for our 100th episode. We've got to find something fun to do.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Something, make it special somehow. I don't know. Call Tony Baxter. That'd be the ultimate. So what'd you do? I like called him and he said, sure. Like, what?
And you guys are.
Yeah, right. And you are. Oh, Zan. We're not important enough.
We're a company that's owned by Disney.
So close. But hey, it's fun to be at 100 episodes to have done this for this long. It's a lot of fun.
That is
a lot of crazy. It's crazy that it's been going on for this long, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
but hey, I never thought we'd actually get this far also. Because I didn't expect at first. I was like, maybe a couple people will listen. Like, oh, wow. We have quite a number of people who listen weekly. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. We want to thank you all, of course, for sticking around.
Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, of course. Especially the whole... Lack of content there for a few months.
Yeah. So glad you came back.
Exactly. So we're actually going to, even though you all are probably, you know, our number one characters to grab a drink with, we do have to stick with our top five Disney characters that are the ones we would like to grab a drink with.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We extort, we pilfer, we filch and sack. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Marauding and embezzle and even hijack.
So, number five. I left off on Citizens of Hollywood. I will pass it back to you for starting off number five. What a character.
I know. The coolest guy in the galaxy. Mr. Cool himself. I'm getting a drink with Lando Calrissian.
Yeah. He's either actor, too, to be honest. Like, it could be young Lando. It could be old Lando. It could be real old Lando. It don't matter.
If I was younger, I would definitely go with young Lando. That's for sure. I don't know if I can keep up with young Lando. But old Lando, I can definitely keep up with. So I have to pick with him. Stay with him.
Now, how old are we talking? Are we talking Empire Lando? Or are we talking, you know, because he's a little older in Empire. Not much. Or are we talking, you know, current Rise of Skywalker Lando?
Oh, not that old. More like Empire, Return of the Jedi, Lando.
Like, not I'm that not old. That God, old geez, dude. That's funny. All but right.
I do appreciate Billy Dee Williams and all that he's done for that character. So I would definitely want to hang out with older Lando and see what he was all about. He would obviously be the coolest guy in the room when you enter the bar.
Oh, it'd be overshadowing how much cool. You'd be like, wow, it's Lando Calrissian. And you'd be like, it is best friend Bobby.
And his other friend Bobby.
Yeah.
But apparently he's a horrible gambler, so I might be able to win a Millennium Falcon off of him. Who knows?
That's right. But you, as you mentioned earlier, in a slip up, you probably played darts for George.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But a great, great Star Wars character. That,
you know, they do have, was it a Staka or whatever it's called? I can't
remember. Sabak?
Yeah, they do have that out. So, you know, you could have definitely grab a pair and bring it to the bar.
Yeah, I mean, I have tried every time I walk at Galaxy's Edge about buying a copy of Sabak. And they're like, it'll come in on a shipment from Hondo in 2 weeks. I'm like, cut the crap. Is it really going to be here or not? You know?
That's a long time from now. It's got to travel very far.
Yeah, from Hong Kong or something, you know. And I'm like, oh, my. It's frustrating. My number five is a wild card pick for sure. This one was just one that came to me because I think it'd be absolute insanity to grab a drink with this person. And I've never been the kind of person who's like, let's just go out and have a drink and have like the most craziest time possible. That's never been me. But if there was someone to do that with, it for sure would be the Mad Hatter.
You don't want to go to Vegas and see the real Caesar's Palace?
Is this the real Caesar's Palace? Is this place beeper friendly? but I think that'd be the most wacky experience. Now, granted, if you want to go, you know, straight up Lewis Carroll style, I think more than alcohol would probably be consumed, and that would be a serious problem. So I'm going to stick with just the Disney character, and we'd probably share a long, not share, but we'd both grab a Long Island iced tea because.
I see what you did there.
Yes, it was a tea. It was the only tea-based drink I could think of without getting a little absurd. But it'd be great, you know, still tea and have a nice drink. And then he'd probably like pour it down his shirt or something at one point just as a as a gag. And then his shirt would still be dry and I'd be very lost and confused.
Now we're talking about like Johnny Depp's meds?
I was thinking the one from the animated film.
Oh, okay.
Like the one with Johnny Depp would be...
Interesting.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. I think I would stick with just the, you know, OG Mad Hatter voiced by the same guy who played,
yes.
Oh,
his name Smith?
Yeah, I can't believe I can't remember his name off the top. Uncle Albert.
Yeah.
Woo! Jeez, school's been rough. Not gonna lie.
Sounds like you do need a drink.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like I need that Long Island iced tea now. But moving into my number four is my other crossover with Bobby. What a fantastic character to have a drink with. Specifically have a drink. I don't know if I'd want to talk business at all.
Nah, or talk, probably not.
Or talk how your day went. Because it'd be very doom and gloom. But I would love to hang out with Hades and share a drink with Hades. And while you did say Fireball, they actually do make a flaming Dr. Pepper shot out there where it is amaretto, and amaretto is alcoholic enough that you can set it ablaze.
Yeah, I've had it before.
And serve it. And I'm like, oh, come on. Hades, flames, all this. It'd be so great. And I would just talk to him as a person. Again, probably wouldn't go as far as anything else, but I think his humor would be great. And a bar, I think the if there is some sort of craziness that happens, I think I'm going to be all right. Everyone else is going to have to look out for themselves.
Yeah, I wouldn't be talking merchandise with Hades.
No merchandise. Yeah.
Are you wearing his sandals?
Yeah. What are those? I did have the cup when I was a kid, but I won't mention it when we have the drink. Thirsty. But Hades, a fantastic character, and what a character to share a drink with too, and especially a crazy drink such as that flaming Dr. Pepper shot. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I've had it before. It's interesting going down, that's for sure.
Oh, I bet. I bet it can't be like the most unbelievably awesome thing ever. I don't even know. You blow it out? Like, I don't. Like,
you're supposed to blow
right?
it out, but you still get a little bit of that flame effect.
Ooh, no. I think I'm out. Never mind. He can have that on himself. I'll just have a Dr. Pepper.
Or a Fireball.
Or Fireball. Or Angry Beach Ball, which is Fireball and apple cider.
Oh, that isn't that just an apple pie?
I've heard that too. Before. You call that too. They call them Angry Beach Balls at Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
For theming purposes.
Can't be an angry apple pie.
Yeah, that makes no sense. No one gets apple pie at the beach.
All right. So my number four, that's true. My number four is I'm purely going so he can pick up the tab. I'm not going to even lie.
He's cool, though.
He is super cool. And again, him and Lando would probably be 1-2 on far as who's the cooler person at the bar. And my number four, of course, is Tony Stark / Iron Man. Between Stank. Lando and Tony Stark, I think we're okay if it comes to we in a bar fight. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think you'll be okay financially.
Yes.
If you go to Tony Stark, he'll just buy the bar in case anything goes wrong.
Again, Lando's a good gambler. So, you know, Tony loves to gamble too. Loves the craps table. So be a great combination to have. I probably win a few things off of them. And it'd be great, great times had. As we know, Tony can definitely hold his liquor from the movies that we've seen.
Yes.
So I would have no problems getting a drink. Again, he'd probably have to pick up the tab because I don't think I could afford the drinks that he orders.
Oh, man. What? Yeah, they'd be too fancy.
Yeah, I'm not busting up some Dom Perignon here.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I'd be like, I will have one beer, please.
I'll have a water with one ice cube, please.
One ice cube. Don't do too many. Don't want to cost you too much. The water bills it's rough around here.
It is. But that's who I would choose. My number four, Tony Stark.
Yes, Tony. Drink for Tony Stank.
That's here. Got it.
That's it. I'm buying the whole place. Told you not to call me that ever again.
So my number three, I kind of gave a preview earlier because I can't read very well. And this person I'm bringing along not only to drink, but to play some darts and to beat some people with. Darts. And again, win some more free drinks because that's what the night's all about. And that is the great Mirita from Brave.
Nice.
Not only could she, I'm almost positive she can hold herself when it comes to drinking. She's Scottish / Irish. That area, they don't you seem to have a problem with alcohol that we know of. And she definitely has got a little fire in her. I can definitely see her trying to do like a sign us up for a darts tournament. I think we do pretty well on that. She seems to have a good eye for those things.
Yeah, I bet you would it would be no big deal for you to win any sort of you know skill game. I bet even pool or other than darts, like you do pool or shuffleboard or anything, and she's like, I'm in.
Heck, we could do the Highland Games, and I'm still down for that, too.
You're all out there and be like, I just wanted some scotch. Like, who cares? Gotta wrestle a bear. It's like, what?
Yeah, I could definitely see her saying that. So, yeah. It'd be great entertainment, and I think she could outdrink some of the guys too. So,
oh, for sure,
have no problems bringing her along.
Almost like a Marion Ravenwood style,
thing.
I mean, I would have put Indiana Jones on here too, but he's not Disney.
No, that was one character that is not yet Disney.
Yeah, not exactly. He's in the parks, but it's gray area.
Yeah, that's my number three, Merida.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. My number three is the inspiration for our intro. This is the one character where I actually couldn't think of any alcoholic drink to have with them because they don't even talk about one. And this is the father, aka John, from the wonderful Carousel of Progress. And what other drink are we going to share than going down to the soda fountain and having ourselves a sweet sarsaparilla? I mean, they're calling it root beer now. Same stuff. but I will. I think this would be great. He'd talk about, you know, back in my day. I love a good back in my day story.
Back in my day, we didn't even have a house phone.
Yeah, exactly. An old car phone or laser disc, you know. I mean, that's not John. That's his dad or whatever, even though it's played by the original John. Not the point. I think it'd be just, you know, who else would you want to share a drink? He even offers it almost to you in the Carousel Progress. Like, it's almost the point where you know he's going down there, but he'd rather go down there with you.
Exactly.
Enjoy the time. And a sweet, sweet, cold root beer, sarsaparilla, whatever you want to call it, with the dad, John, from Carousel Progress would just make my day.
Yeah, I know there's actually little to no difference between sarsaparilla and root beer, but I love sarsaparilla more. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I didn't know they still like made it. It must be like,
oh yeah.
Is it difficult to find?
It's at World Market. Is that what the place called? Yeah.
So yes,
somewhat. They do have it sometimes. You have to go to like specialty shops to find sarsaparilla.
Gotcha.
Or like Wyoming, where they have it, or Tombstone, places like that, who have it for obvious reasons.
Because they're, you know, still stuck at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think Williamsburg had it too.
Oh my god!
Not like
those
that.
People are two centuries anymore. Behind.
Exactly.
But. What a great, great, great idea. But my number two. Now, I've drank around the world, and I will let you know that I was not great, having a great time at the end. That's a lot of drinks.
It is.
It is. There. Yeah, Bobby helped me out here and both ruined me simultaneously. There's nothing like being...
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, light drinks, light drinks, light drinks. I'll buy your one in UK. All right, Bobby, what do we have? In black and tan. No.
Success. I mean...
opposite. But...
Good black and tan. Can never go wrong.
It was good. I won't lie. It was great. But I have never since been quite near as inebriated as I was that day. For sure. And the only person I think could ever get me closer to that would be my number two, and that is Jack Sparrow.
Not going to lie.
It would have. Why?
that he would definitely be that person.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'd be easy to find alcohol, probably cheap and or free. Just rum stashed anywhere. I'm a rum and coke person, the Cuba Libre, personally. Rum straight up sounds like a bad time.
It isn't like when you first began, but as the night progresses, if you don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I would love to hang out with the Jack Sparrow character in having a drink, because usually that means I'd probably be having a drink on the high seas on a pirate ship, which sounds even cooler than it already is. Or I am just ransacking the town of Tortuga, which... It's one of my favorite moments in that first film, because it looks like, oh my gosh, the Black Pearl is tearing down a house, another city. Oh no, that's just Tortuga.
Just Tortuga. Still Tortuga. You could be like Sheldon and order a Virgin Cuba Libre.
Virgin Cuba Libre, that's right. Can I have a Diet Coke?
So you just want a Diet Coke. Virgin Cuba Libre.
Virgin Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre is supposed to come with little umbrellas.
That's right. I just watched that the other day too. He goes, let's say his Virgin Cuba Libre got a little slutty. He's singing on the piano. So good. But Jack Sparrow, phenomenal character, phenomenal person to have a drink with. Probably wouldn't remember our escapades following the next day. Probably have a splitting headache, but it would be quite the time for sure.
See, I can do it with Jack because he probably drank all the rum before I could get some.
Before you could get any?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe
I get one, and then it's like, oh wow, that was.
Why is the rum all gone, Jack?
Don't ask me.
And then my number two, I'd have for multiple reasons. Number one, because he just seems like a fun person to hang out with. Number two, he can talk to animals. And number three, he's a good cook, and that is Kronk from Emperor's New Groove. He seems like the perfect drinking buddy. Who would take care of you and look after you, make sure you're eating food, and it would know the way to get home the fastest so that you could probably Have some fun with the toilet later.
Fair.
Because, you know, you pull down that map and you don't know how you get there faster than the other people. But he got you there faster.
That's true. It doesn't make sense to me either.
But, you know, when you're getting those midnight cravings, what's better than to have someone who can cook for you and brew up some good spinach puffs for you to enjoy as you're finishing off your nightcaps?
Yes.
Spinach puffs. Exactly.
It'd so, be great.
All-around entertainer, Gronk number two from my drinking buddy.
Life of the party.
Life of the party.
Oh, man. Our number ones are
quite different.
Are quite different, but they are a solid. I mean, for sure, if I did go the route with the Star Wars characters, this would have been my number one. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that your number one would have been the same as mine. But I think constricting myself actually made for a quite the list, actually, on my end.
It was quite the list. But I'll go ahead and start with my number one.
Oh, so good. That's
being with the slickest guy in the galaxy, Han Solo, my number one. Probably have to pay the tab because it's Han Solo. But you know you'd have a great time. Be the life of the party. You get the cool seats on the side there. No one's going to bother you guys. Mm. And if we get in the fight, we know who shoots first.
Yeah. I mean, if he asks about getting the tab, he'll just say, I'll get the next one every time.
Every time.
I'll grab the next one. You said that about the last one. Yeah, but I'm saying it like now. I'll get the next one.
Conja Club's got the next one.
Tell that to Conja Club. Balatique!
When was the first time I owed you the tab?
Yeah. Okay, the second. What was the second time?
But he would be great. You have, obviously, Chewie comes with him. They're a package deal. So what's better than to have two awesome people to hang out with a drink who definitely have your back and definitely know how to keep a fight even and how to win even when all the odds are against them.
So you seem to think that you're going to be getting into a lot of bar fights here, but so you have.
Hey, I'm just planning for just in case.
Just in case things get dicey.
Exactly. You got to have a backup plan.
There you go. Not too shabby. I for sure would have put Han Solo at the top of my list. I mean, he's Lando's like the coolest guy in the galaxy, but Han's like the most amazing guy in the galaxy.
Yeah, he's terms the slickest of, for sure.
Yeah, he's cool and other things. You know, he's like what is that? He's not like just fly. He flies and does other things in terms of like being a superhero. But it's Han Solo is just for sure the one Star Wars character that I was like, man, I really want to put him on my list, but I held off, and the reason being is my number one is actually a character that is no longer found in the parks in terms of an attraction, but was revived in a comic book series for two small mini series of comics when Marvel was doing the Disney Kingdom series. And that is the Dreamfinder from the original Journey into Imagination. That guy deserves his own attraction again. And I would just want to sit there with him and talk the endless possibilities of how your imagination is the most amazing tool in the world and how using your imagination can bring forth better ideas, better global, you know, happiness, and all these sorts of unbelievable creative thoughts that would come from the Dreamfinder and all the mm-hmm. different things. Also, most likely, I'd ask him to take us somewhere to drink, which means I get to ride in that sick airship. For sure, I'd be part of the deal. But I also think the Dreamfinder is a little bit of a sophisticated guy. You know, he's got such a nice presence to him. His clothes are this regal royal purple color, and he's also got red hair, so you got to watch out for him. He's another one of those gingers. But I'm going with the classic sidecar as his drink of choice. It's not one that I usually would get, but Figment is his sidekick, mm-hmm. and the sidecar, you know, is named after the motorcycle attachment, you know. So I was like, Figment, you know, it's like his little sidekick character, and Figment would have to be there too.
So you were going down the path of like a nice Cabernet.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could have done that too. What a list. What a group of people. I'll tell you, any of these people, I for sure, if they legitimately existed and said, hey, man, you want to grab a drink? I would stop doing whatever it was I was doing and be like, yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, we just become best friends. Hades calls you up. You want to meet me in the underworld? Under what conditions? Just for a drink. You can go back later. Yes.
Can we stay on the surface, please?
Yeah. If I'm staying there permanently, I'm going to have to respectfully decline the offer. Too bad.
Maybe that's how we gets in. Get you in.
Maybe. Oh, no. Don't say that. He says you want to do flaming Dr. Pepper shots to me. I'll be like, oh, no. Issue. Red flag.
Right.
But, of course, whenever we do these top 10 lists or any of these, we'd love to hear from you all as well. So if you have not already gone ahead and followed us on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or wherever your favorite social media place is, we would love to hear what your favorite character to grab a drink with would be. Go ahead and check out those places for any news regarding the podcast itself. We also have our Discord that's available. I think we got a couple new members recently. Or at least people change the names. I'm not sure. But either way, we're glad to see that we have a number of people on here that are willing to contribute to the different things we post on Discord. It's been kind of interesting getting into the Discord thing for once. I think I personally need to get a better handle of like adding more content every once in a while and being a little bit more engaging. It's just difficult when you have a real job and you also want to do this
for
funsies, you know, and for all the people who listen, of course, give some fun information and fun little episodes. Don't forget our 100th episode is the week after this one. Be on the lookout for whatever that is going to be. We're not exactly sure yet, but as long as you follow us on one of those places, you'll be the first to know. And I, other than thanking you all, have nothing else to say. Bobby, you got anything else?
Nope, that is all I've got.
Yeah, I think I speak for both of us when we say we thank you all so much for listening to all these episodes that we've done so far. And we want to just really express our gratitude for the amount of love you guys have given to the show. If you can, rate it, give it some sort of review, do all these things, tell your friends all those great things. But until next time on episode here number 99, we want to say thank you and goodbye.
Thanks everyone, goodbye.
And that is the Dreamfinder from the original Journey into Imagination. That guy deserves... Whoa, not now, Kat. This is an important moment.